Pennsylvania real estate headlines. NAR Online launches Washington County, PA Public Records Database. NAR Online provides a searchable database of Washington County, Pennsylvania public records, including property tax and assessor information. Real estate professionals in PA can access Washington County property records, tax data, and assessments in one centralized location to support transactions and due diligence. Bookmark this resource for quick access to Washington County public records and property tax lookups. https://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/pa/county/washington/. Pennsylvania real estate headlines. Lancaster County Property Assessment Office, what PA real estate pros should know. The Lancaster County Property Assessment Office provides resources on how real estate assessments are conducted. Understanding local assessment procedures helps PA real estate professionals accurately value properties and advise clients on tax implications. Review Lancaster County's property assessment process at https://lancaster.pa.us/154property-assessment. Pennsylvania real estate headlines. PA agents, how commissions work and who pays, a bank rate breakdown. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of the home's sale price, and who covers the cost. Understanding commission structures helps Pennsylvania agents clearly communicate their value to clients and navigate fee conversations with confidence. Review the full commission breakdown at the link to sharpen your client conversations. Pennsylvania real estate headlines. Allegheny County Property Record Search now available for PA real estate pros. Allegheny County offers an online property record search, providing access to property assessment records, tax information, building details, and owner history. PA real estate professionals can quickly verify property details, assess tax liabilities, and research ownership history to inform client decisions and transactions. Bookmark the search tool for fast due diligence on Allegheny County properties. https://www.countyus/services/property-assessments-and-real-estate-property-records-search. Pennsylvania real estate headlines. Understanding realtor commissions and fees, a must-read for PA real estate professionals. A guide explains what a Pennsylvania realtor is and how commission structures work for licensed professionals who represent sellers and buyers in real estate transactions. Clear knowledge of commission and fee structures helps PA real estate professionals set client expectations and maintain compliance with state licensing requirements. Review the full breakdown of PA realtor commissions and fees at the source link to ensure your practice stays informed. Pennsylvania real estate updates. PA realtor commission fees, edge above national average. New survey shows. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Pennsylvania is 5.77%, slightly exceeding the national average of 5.70%. Real estate professionals in PA should note that local commission rates are tracking above the national benchmark, which may influence pricing conversations with clients. Review the full survey data at the source URL below to benchmark your own commission structure. Pennsylvania real estate updates. PA real estate commission rules now accessible via official code portal. The Pennsylvania Code and Pennsylvania Bulletin websites provide the Commonwealth's official publication of rules, regulations, and gazette information for the State Real Estate Commission. PA real estate professionals can verify current licensing requirements and regulatory changes directly from official state sources rather than relying on secondary information. Bookmark this official Chapter 35 resource for direct access to commission regulations, /docpaycode/bulletin/displays/paycode/file=secures/J049/chapter35-t.html=reduce. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESAE is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESAE itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.